Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. Today, we finish up our series on love. We really walk through the importance of understanding God's love for us so that we're able to also love God because he first loved us. We talked about the importance of loving ourselves because only then can we truly be able to love others. Love God, love yourself, and love others. Always in that order. And so today, I really want to talk about what does love really mean from God's perspective? And so we're going to go back to scripture we've referenced a couple of times. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it has been wronged. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Think about that. Never gives up, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. I know that that probably sounds so far-fetched, and it's like, how can you ever do that? You know, life happens, and you know, this person wronged you, and this happened. But these scriptures just told you that when it's real, unconditional love, it can overcome those very things. And I know that to be true because I've walked through it before. And the only time that it becomes hard is when you've got bitterness or unforgiveness or you're harboring something in your heart that's causing it to block that love from being able to flow. And when you get to a point that you can release that, then love can start to flow again. And you can flow in a way that represents God's love for us and his love for others. Because yes, there are times that life's going to disappoint you. People are going to disappoint you. But being able to push past that and still show a God kind of love is where we've got to continually be working to get to. It's not easy by any means. And there are some people you will have to cut off that maybe they won't be a part of your life anymore. But it doesn't mean that you have any ill will or malice toward them. You still, you know, want God's best for them. You still understand that they are also a child of God. And you still, you know, they're still your brother or sister in Christ. And so you still, you know, look at them in a way that is not harmful or bitter or angry, things like that. So it's that heart posture is really what you want to work on. It doesn't mean that you've got to befriend every single person that's ever hurt you or anything like that, but it's just your heart posture and how you're treating other people and how you're looking at other people. That's the part that we want to get to, and making sure that we do have that right posture so there isn't anything standing between us and God, okay? Because love is an action. It's not just a feeling. We talk about, oh, I'm falling in love, I'm in love. But the problem with falling in love is you can fall out of love. Love is a choice. It is a choice that you have to make every single day. You've got to choose to love God
You've got to choose to love yourself. You've got to choose to love other people, especially when it's hard. Okay. And so now that you have that biblical definition of love, I want to talk a little bit about pouring out love continually. Okay. Because you've got to have love in your words, you've got to have love in your actions and the things that you do. So I'm going to read Colossians 3:23 to you. And it says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." That means it's not for the accolades of everybody else or their praise or, for them to give you kudos or credit. It's literally you doing it unto God so that He gets the glory because it's about Him, not you. Once you accept Him into your life, everything becomes about Him and bringing Him glory and sharing His love with other people and what He's done for you. So often we get caught up in thinking it's about us, me, 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 but it's not. It's so much bigger than you. And God needs you in place so that He can speak through you and use your testimony, your story, your experiences to reach other people that may never pick up this Bible and look at it. They may never read it, but they're reading you and your story. They're reading your life, what you're posting, what you're doing, how you're doing it, the way you say it, your character. Somebody's always watching. But most importantly, God is always watching. And so you want to be able to give an account of what you did and how you loved and poured it out continually. So you have to stay connected to God. There's no possible way to do it unless you stay connected to Him because He is the source of love. Remember, we talked about that. God is love. And so the only way for you to be able to love others and to keep loving yourself is to stay connected to God. It's critically important to your life. And it tells you so in John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Did you hear that? He just said that he's the vine and we are the branches. With him, we can do anything. But if we don't abide in him, we can't do anything. How many times have you tried to do something and it didn't work out the way you wanted to, or things just did not progress the way you felt like they should? And then you realized, man, I need to stay connected to God and stop trying to do this in my own strength. And as soon as you let go and gave it back to him, all of a sudden things started flowing. It was a sweatless victory, and the doors opened like you needed them to. You have to stay connected. Without him, you can't do anything. Okay. And so, ways that you can keep this going is to serve in love. Literally, in everything you do, do it as unto God. Think about even in the Bible, like how many times did Jesus talk to people that in no way, shape, or form was he supposed to? Like the Samaritan woman. Jews didn't mix with Samaritan, but he talked to the Samaritan woman at the well. How many times was he talking to Gentiles and other people that weren't specifically the same as him, that didn't have the exact same religion or look just like him? It's that same thing. Anytime you're serving other people, serve them in love. You have no idea what you serving them might do for them. It could soften their heart. It could, turn around if they were sad. It could make them happy, even if it was just for a moment. They could feel special, valued, and know that they matter. So anytime that you're serving, even if it's serving on your job every day, show up as the best version of you and pour out to other people. Remember, your cup has to be full so that you can pour out because you can't pour from an empty vessel. But serve other people in love. You've got a big meeting, presentation you've got to do today for the whole company. Maybe you've got to present a State of the Union address, or you've got to give a strategy. Maybe you've got some hard things to face and you've got to let some people go. Either way, you've got to trust God in it because He knows exactly who He needs to have there at that time. And maybe some of those people, He's got other doors that He's opening for them that they might not even see it right now, but at the way you present it, they may still be hopeful and appreciative that they're going to step into this transition in this new season. But it's all in how you present it and how you're treating those people. So serve in love in everything that you do, whether you're at work, at church, you're out in the community, you're volunteering, even if you're just hanging out with friends and you're inviting people over. Serve in love. Cause that, create that environment, that atmosphere that people feel invited, warm, and welcome, and see the things that God can do. You have to make it a daily habit. It can't be once a week, I'm gonna love other people. Once a week, I'm gonna be nice to this person or love unconditionally. If you do it consistently, it becomes a habit. And so you work on it one day at a time. There will be some days that you don't get it right. You are gonna totally jack it up, okay? Because we're human. Give yourself some grace. Wake up again tomorrow and try again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You get up the next day, you try again. Every day is your gift and your opportunity to do and be better. And so when today comes and you wake up, thank God for that day. Thank God for the gift of life. That's why they call it the present. What are you going to do with the gift of today to share love, God's love with other people, and to continually pour out love to others? He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So don't think that, oh, well, I'm going to be pouring out all this love and serving other people, and what am I going to get? First of all, again, it's not about you. And two, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So as you're pouring out to other people and serving them and loving on them, you're going to get that back because we reap what we sow. Oh my goodness, think about that. So many times God reiterates it. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. You reap what you sow. God, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. I'm telling you that you are going to get a return on your investment, okay? So the more that you're pouring out love to other people, you're loving God, yourself, and others, you are going to have those continual blessings coming right back into you, where other people are loving on you, other people are serving you, other people are being kind to you. It's those same things that you're putting out, you're going to get it back in return. So don't feel like it's something that you're doing amiss or that has no point to it or there's no reason. Even if it looks different when you get it in return, you may be sowing seeds into some people that maybe you won't ever get it back from them, and that's okay. But God's going to give it back to you in other ways through other people, or other situations or circumstances in your life. It's going to come back. So keep planting those seeds. It's just like when you see a farmer go and plant seeds of corn in the ground. He's not going to put them in the ground on Monday and then walk away and expect a whole field of stalk to be there for him to go and harvest tomorrow. That's not how it works. But he puts those seeds in the ground, but he doesn't stop there. He'll have seed in this row, then he goes to the next row, puts in more seed, goes to the next row, puts in more seed, and he continues that over and over again, tilling the ground and planting seeds, tilling the ground and planting seeds. Those seeds get watered. He's going through picking up weeds, cultivating it, making sure that he's caring for it and nurturing it. And one day he goes out and the entire field is full of corn. Now he has a harvest so he can keep some for his family. And then he's got some more that he can go and sell to other people and take to the market to be able for other people to get fresh corn or to sell it in the grocery store. And now it's also creating revenue. So it's got a ripple effect. What ripple effect are you creating in the lives of other people? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. We thank you, Father, that with you, nothing is wasted. Thank you, Lord, that every single thing that we go through, the things that are things we choose and decide on our own without even asking you, or the things that you've mandated and put in place in our life, that no matter what, you always work it out for our good. Thank you, Lord, for clarity and wisdom in you. Thank you, Father, that your word doesn't return to you void, and that each and every seed that we plant, Lord, that you're able to water it and help it to grow. Thank you, Father, that we don't have to worry about whether or not it was planted in good ground or the right people or the right situation, that you always come right in and work it out the way that it's supposed to, Lord, even when we don't get it right. So we thank you, Father. that in you we are safe, that in you we are loved, that it's never ending, that it's unconditional, and that it's everlasting. Help us to see others the way that you see them, Father. Help us to see ourselves the way that you see us, and to love others in that same way, Lord, that may draw people to you, Father, that you get all the glory, honor, and praise that you are worthy of. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've enjoyed talking to you about this series. Would love to keep the conversation going. So feel free to reach out. We can keep talking about it. But remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.